views, opinions, and comments expressed by hosts, guests, and callers of this show are not necessarily those of this station, its parent company, Telesouth Media, its staff, management, or advertisers. Content of this broadcast cannot be duplicated or used in any way without the express written consent of Telesouth Media Incorporated.
Well, it's safe to say we probably never met. Even still, if a betting man was I'd bet every single one of us have found ourselves standing in the storms of life, soaking wet, but do not fret. Chin up, my friend, a little bit of rain is not how this thing ends, but sometimes we forget. So if you understand, let me see those hands, 'cause everybody needs a little hope.
Welcome to Hope, the program that offers hope to the struggling, hope for the depressed, and hope for the oppressed. Now here are your hosts, Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Well, good morning, everyone. We welcome you to our show, Hope. I'm Tommy Wilson, Director of Living Free Ministries. I'm here with my good friend, the Director of the Freedom Center, which is a men's residential program right here in Corinth called the Freedom Center. It's Wesley Jackson. Normally we have Bobby Couch with us, but today we got a fill-in. Today is Jeff Arp. Jeff come in from Living Free out of Chattanooga, but Jeff, you live in Georgia.
So I live in Trenton, Georgia on Sand Mountain, just a stone's throw from the Alabama state line. But yeah, my office is in Chattanooga.
Yeah, and Jeff was in town, actually in Saitillo, Mississippi, meeting with a church that's wanting to start some Living Free group and things. So Jeff was meeting with them, and we talked him into staying with us to be with us today. And welcome back, Jeff. You've been with us several times, so we're glad to have you today.
Thank you. Yeah, my arm's still a little sore from you twisting it that made me stay. But
yeah. Yeah, keep you from driving back last night, put you up. Yeah, it was a hard sell. Well, listen, it's been a great week, busy week. Wesley, give us an update on the Freedom Center.
Yeah, no, the Freedom Center has 10 guys with a commitment of two other guys coming in the near future. So we're at capacity. We got our new van. We're working out the kinks in it, getting everything sorted out, getting our wrap lined up so we can get our name on it.
Oh, yeah.
And other than that, everything is going well at the Freedom Center. Had been a transitionary period, I guess, with inside some of the teaching and classes. We're moving our schedule around a little bit, so excited about those changes and see what the Lord does with that. Going to have some opportunities for some outsiders to come in and do some teaching, and some folks that's been connected with us that the Lord's really moving in their life. You know, Kirby, got to hear him last night and some things like that. But all in all, everything is well at the Freedom Center. But that don't mean we don't want to help you guys. Anybody that does need help or knows someone maybe needing help, get them our website, corinthfreedomcenter.com. Have them to go fill out the info section or the application process. We'll start there, and I'll give you a call back. I've been on the phone with, I guess, three people already this morning trying to facilitate them to get into other programs. Just because we're full doesn't mean we're not going to help you, and so we want to be part of the process.
Monday morning, we was directing a young man to get his dad into a program.
Yeah.
Probably 25, 30 men, women is in programs that we've helped get there right now. And that's an everyday deal. So, and we offer that help, but also we offer non-residential help, what we call support groups. And that's where Living Free plays a vital role in. And Wesley, our Monday night meetings has been unbelievable.
Yeah.
We're walking through some anger management class. We've put Monday night, kind of classified it as an anger management night, and we've walked through anger management. We're in peacemakers, and we're just seeing great results. It's a great opportunity for some people that can't leave, that maybe don't need to get out of town, don't need to get into a program. It gives them a place to come.
Yeah, Tommy, that group is really flourishing, and I'm loving to see some of the fruit coming out of it and hear the testimonies of how people are starting to cope better with their anger and adjust and respond differently with inside their family unit. And just as they move around, they're having better experiences communicating with folks. And Bobby done a great job this last week, kind of really putting words to what it is we deal with and how we struggle and the really the hardship that we have of walking through conflict, and we got to share with that at the alternative school.
Yeah,
well.
Yeah, we talked about it Wednesday at the alternative school, and man, I tell you, that was really good, Wesley. It may be the best thing we get to do every week. We get to do a lot. But one of them things is getting to spend some time in our public schools, and we're thankful for our local school system. Shout out to Brandon Quinn and his team for what they do and what they allow. So, you know, and then Thursday nights, Wesley.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's our celebration night. Things is like it's went in overdrive for the last 6 weeks. The biggest crowds we've probably ever had has been in the last 6 weeks. And it looks like, and what like Bobby and some of us older folks see, is kind of a change of guard taking place. Yeah. We've had some young men step up. Kirby shared last night at Grace Chapel. You see what's going on in Kirby's life over the last 9 months, especially like the last 7 months since sister was born. But, you know, he said last night, over the last 9 months, that God has really moved in his life.
Yeah.
And when it started moving in his life, guess what? That happened. It started moving in his home life. Yeah. It started moving. And, you know, we had Braxton Mars share last week, a guy that went to prison for 3 years, a hustler, what he called himself.
Yeah.
Out on the streets, just, you know, and God reached down and changed his life. Tyler Wilson, you know, we see that daily. We see it weekly, what's going on in Tyler's life. And then Jake Pick, you know, Jake's a young man too. So God's really been moving up on some young men in our community and changing lives.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it started with you and then Ronnie. And, you know, and you just see things unfolding right now.
Well, Tommy, it's been super exciting to just be part of that, to watch it start to unfold. You know, going into COVID, you know, things really changed through the COVID years. And, you know, you've seen the local churches kind of start to dwindle down. I think that was nationwide. And I'm talking to a lot of pastors now, and they're saying that their numbers are back up past pre-COVID numbers. And that's encouraging, because that means that the Lord is moving, and it's exciting to see what he's doing. But even more than that, we've been praying that there'd be revival to start to stir up around here in our local communities. And, you know, nonetheless, I'm still just as surprised and excited when it does actually happen. You know, Nathan and them got a big thing going on over there in that community.
Yeah. Nathan Holdem and Jerry Grimes, well, and then, pastors of the church.
Yeah, and then got Nathan's son and that whole youth group. And then Jared's really pouring into the youth over there in Belmont. Yeah. And then you got what's going on with David Ball and them down here in Tupelo, and Chris Payne and that group, and Amy Shook. I mean, there's just, the Lord is really moving and stirring right now on folks. And man, it's exciting to watch. Because, you know, I was thinking about it, and I think about it oftentimes when I see Kirby fired up, sharing his faith and starting to really step into his own and doing that, is, man, it brings me back to the early season of life when the Lord had just saved me and I was fired up for what he was doing. Not to say I'm not now, but there's something about that first spark whenever you get going and the momentum that comes with that. And whenever you see that on a fresh, new, revived believer, and it brings you back and it excites you and it really encourages and wants you to press in more. And it challenges you to, hey, man, why don't I get back where I was? Why am I not, you know, the Lord didn't move. It's me that moved. And that's what's happening with me. I'm seeing that in Kirby, and it's really stirring something in myself to say, man, I got to lean into what the Lord's doing in my life, and not just me and my wife talked about it after CT shared there Tuesday night, talking about living in the land of good enough versus the land of God enough. And sometimes after you come out of the life that I lived, I can get complacent and compromise and just kind of sit there and be stagnant because life's been good for me. But God's got more, you know, and it's really challenging me to push in to see what's on the other side of the river, if you would, and cross on over the Jordan and live in the land where the Lord has more for me and really raise my family up in that.
Yeah, and it's just exciting. Tonight at 6 o'clock, our friend Jeff Arp will be there. He's no young man, but he the thing about me, I think you have to bring, you know, you have to have some good teaching allow some teaching to go on so these young guys can can grow. I won't never forget, man. D. Dodd told me years ago, he said, don't never forget where the bull calf come from. It come from the mama cow. And that baby calf has got to have the mama cow. So we've got some young bulls running around in the community that God is changing their lives. And, man, I'm just excited. We're going to get to Jeff Arp in the second segment and talk about what Living Free is and what they do with churches around the world. And it's in 119 countries. That's the reason he's here today, to help a church get started. But I want to give a big shout out to our radio sponsors as we get started. Man, let me brag on Daniel Arthur and the Subways. I went in the new Subway yesterday at Shiloh last night about 9 o'clock, and it's unbelievable. I've been in hundreds of Subway stores over my lifetime, but look, they've got as nice a Subway store they are right here in Corinth, right over on Shiloh Road. Go by and get you a foot-long sandwich today. His team was doing a great job tonight. Daniel's a big supporter. Daniel's a good friend, and I'm thankful for Daniel Arthur and the local Subways. My wife, Maria Wilson at Wilco Real Estate Group, her and Olivia and that team, man, would help you. For all your real estate needs, they've been in closings every day this week. The real estate market is good. For if you want to sell or buy, man, reach out to Maria or any on her team, and they'll take care of you. Bart and Dawn Dorn at Gatlin's Pharmacy in Tishomingo. I mean, Bart and Dawn has been big supporters of ours for a while, so we want to give a big shout out to them. For any kind of your prescription pharmacy needs, if you live in Tishomingo County right there, man, go to Tishomingo, Mississippi. Find Gatlin's Pharmacy and try them out. They're first-class people.
Yeah, also, Tommy, we got Corinth Mattress Furniture.
Oh, man, let me get that.
How you going to miss that one?
Oh, I forgot. Listen, we got a Labor Day sale going on. You do not want to miss it. We got recliners, $299. This week, Lane recliners for $299. Normally $499, be $299 through Monday. We have memory foam, 10-inch cooling foam mattresses, twins and fulls for $199, queens and kings for $299. Only this week. Don't miss the opportunity. Come 3 miles west of High Prices to get them deals.
Yeah, also we got Nick Bain and Bain Bowen Law Office there.
Man, I was in court this week.
Me too.
We had a guy Tuesday in court, Jake Pig. Nick's walked this journey with us for 14 months with Jake. Nick was in court with us Tuesday. Got it. A deal cut. Got where we needed to be so Jake could be in our community and give back. Big shout out to Nick Bain.
Yeah, Hudson Window Solutions also came on last summer. Thankful for Perry and his group, Crosswind Ministries, Living Free Ministries, all supporters of the show, Tommy. And not only that, they Outpost Outdoors, yeah. They came on last summer. Not only are they supporters of the show, they really believe in what we do.
Yeah.
You know, they encourage us. I see them sharing posts about what it is that's going on in the community here and by way of the ministries we're part of. And I'm thankful for that support and encouragement. But if you're out and about and happen to run into these folks in the community today, tell them you heard about them right here on The Hope Show. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Tommy Wilson, Living Free Ministries here in Corinth, Mississippi. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. At Living Free Ministries, we want to help you to understand how to renew your mind through a faith in the Lord Jesus Christ to take you out of addiction and take you into peace, promise, and joy. Only Jesus Christ can do that. Check us out, livingfreecorinth.com.
Wilco Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Well, we welcome you back to our show, Hope. We're downtown Karn, Mississippi on a beautiful Thursday morning. It's going to be hot today. It was hot yesterday. Welcome to Mississippi if you're not from Mississippi. Jeff's not from Mississippi. You'd live in Iowa for how long?
So I grew up in Iowa. So most of my growing up years.
Yeah. And when I met you, I think you was pastoring church in Iowa, or maybe you'd been in Florida, but you was in Iowa before you come to Chattanooga, didn't you?
I worked for Teen Challenge, located in Iowa. We covered the states of Iowa, Nebraska, and then I got involved with, some courts in Missouri and Kansas.
So, welcome to Mississippi Heat today.
Hey, it's great to be back.
Yeah.
I'd rather sweat than shiver.
Yeah. Listen, I want to give you a phone number. You can text any comment, question about living free or getting help. Whatever your question is, you can text it to us. 662-603-9829. You can text us anytime during the show, after the show. Listen, you can listen to this show anywhere in the world at supertalk.fm Corinth. When I'm out of town, I just I link on to it. Jeff listens to our show sometimes.
I love your show.
So, and that's the way he does it. It's supertalk.fm Corinth. If you got one of the Alexa deals, you can just say, Alexa, play Supertalk 94.3. So my grandson would love that. He goes in Maria's kitchen and just hollers, Alexa, play. But look, you can go on our webpage, livingfreecorinth.com. Go on and click on the listen page. It has all of our shows on it. You can go back and listen to any show you want to. It will have, like today, we'll have Jeff Arp as our guest. Topic, living free and things. So, Jeff, welcome back. Tell us, you've been in our North Mississippi area meeting with a group in Saltillo, Mississippi that's wanting to start a living free group. What does that look like when you go into a church and a community that's reached out to you?
You know, it's real easy to order our material. All you got to do is go on livingfree.org, and there's several links, including a link to our store. You can download our product. And that's what a lot of people do. They just hear about Living Free, order our product. UPS comes and picks it up and takes it to their address. But one of the things that we love is building relationships. And you were one of those guys that was doing Living Free, and we did a Google search, and that's how we found you, and we built a relationship with you, and it's been so good. And that's what we love to do, is when people reach out to us, we love to walk them through the process of getting it started. And when I worked for Teen Challenge, that was my job. I was the community outreach director, and I would go into communities, and I would meet with people in coffee shops or churches or at the gas station, filling up our cars with gas, and just ask them, what's the biggest need in your community? And it was always the same answer. Addiction is rampant around the world. And so I would tell them about Living Free, and then from there we would develop a relationship, and I would come do a training seminar, and they would get the materials and start offering small groups, and seeing lives changed.
So it's designed to set up like for the local church or somebody in their community that's just got a heart for a new mission or a heart for the community. I mean, it's the easiest thing to get started. The only thing you have to do, only thing I did was unlock the door. Somebody gave me the key.
And, that helps.
We just started unlocking the door and really didn't know what we was doing, Jeff. That was in 2004. We started meeting. So 20 years later, we're still just unlocking the door.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. And honestly, Living Free is just a resource that helps people have tools to help change people's lives. The secret of Living Free, what I like to say is the curriculum is just a tool. What changes people's life is the Word of God, the Spirit of God, and the people of God. And we know that Satan has three big tools in his toolbox called delusion, secrecy, and isolation. Well, we know that God's great at fixing people, and one of the ways he does that is through the Word of God, which confronts our secrecy, the Spirit of God, which confronts, or the Word of God confronts our delusion, Spirit of God confronts our secrecy, and the people of God confront our isolation. And Living Free is set up so the Word of God, Spirit of God, and people of God can help people.
And even someone as country as we are could do it.
You guys are pretty awesome, though. Yeah.
So, Jeff, I was on a Zoom call with y'all yesterday, and you do a Zoom call with what you call facilitators around the country, and sometimes they're from out of the country. But yesterday, I don't know, you had probably 16, 18 guys on there, women, and they was from Alaska, they was from Pennsylvania, they was from Chattanooga, Mississippi,
Ecuador.
I mean, they was from all over that they're taking this material in their community and just meeting people. But our understanding, you've got, it's in 119 countries.
Yeah, 120 now.
120 countries. Hmm. Give us a few countries that people, you know, I heard one time y'all got a Living Free group in Cuba.
Yeah.
So that shocked me. Y'all got them in Russia.
Russia.
Yeah,
we're in Israel, Ukraine.
Yeah, Ukraine.
Yeah. So, and it's neat because the stories that we hear is about people that are hopeless, and it doesn't matter where you live in the world, there you are, and a lot of people are in a place where they're hopeless, they're broken, and they're at a dead end, and they don't know where to go next, and what I love about Living Free is it puts tools in people's hands that gives them confidence and helps them to share. My own story, I grew up in church. I never struggled with drugs and alcohol. Graduated early from high school to start Bible college. Graduated early from Bible college to start ministry. And that was the story of my life. And I wanted to help people that struggled with addictions, but I didn't understand addiction. Not from a personal relationship with drugs and alcohol, but when I started doing Living Free, it gave me a great understanding, and I still don't pretend that I understand what someone's going through if I haven't had that same experience, but I do know that Living Free helped me help people in really tangible ways. It gave me tools that were practical. It helped me understand what people are going through in a way that allowed me to give them hope. And we know that when people have Jesus, they have hope and they have power to make the changes that they want to make and need to make in their life. And that's what Living Free does.
Well, we got a few texts and people asking us to pray for them, Jeff. And one of your friends, Craig Johnson, texts telling them that he loves you. And I mean, he called you one of the best, and I agree with that too.
It's one of the things about Living Free, you mentioned the Zoom call we do every Wednesday.
Yeah.
So when people start doing Living Free, we love to stay in touch with them, and we love to connect them with other Living Free leaders. And so we do the Zoom call every Wednesday. We do retreats twice a year. We are available to come and help them do things in the community if they want. So whatever we can do.
Yeah, and help them get started. You offer training. You also offer training online now.
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if there's an individual that says, I just want to go through the training to see if it's something that fits with my vision and what I feel God is leading me to do, they can do the online training. It's 4 weeks. It's 100% online. We do a Zoom call for 1 hour a week on Tuesdays. And they can go through the, they can read all the material online. They can watch the videos online. We do a 1 hour Zoom call just to make sure they're getting it, to answer questions, to help them develop their own strategy for reaching their community. And that's totally online, so they don't have to spend a lot of money going somewhere or bringing somebody in.
Yeah. Well, we're going to get more to, into Living Free and how it got started and where it's going and stuff. When we come back again, we want to give a big shout out to our radio sponsors. And again, supertalk.fm, Corinth. You can listen anywhere. If you got somebody that you want to get tuned into us, you can text them and tell them that. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Bobby Capps from Crosswind. Crosswind's a ministry that started here in town after Katrina just to help people. We just help people in a lot of different ways. We do group counseling. We do counseling at the rehabs. We do counseling in the prison. We take care of homeless people that come to our community and provide them with connections to people who can house them or get them a bottle of water or some food, whatever they need. And we just try to be here to say that if you're on down and out, we can help, or we can point you to someone who can.
This is Angel Quinn from Crosswind. Crosswind also hosts other opportunities in our community, including after-school tutoring in a local subsidized apartment complex. We partner with Oasis Medical Center and One by One Ministries to mentor and educate new and expectant moms. And we offer a community clothes closet. We're all about equipping volunteers to serve in our community. And we also have The Gathering, which is a weekly worship service on Sunday nights at 5 p.m. If you are in need of help, please contact Crosswind at 662-287-5600 or stop by our office located at 703 Tate Street in Corinth.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Well, we welcome you back to our third segment of our show, Hope. Today we got Jeff Arp with us, and he is a representative from Living Free. And most people in our community don't know Living Free outside of what we do in our community, Jeff. But Living Free is a worldwide organization, and you're in 120 countries, and we talked about some of that. But in God, how many different topics, how many workbooks do you have?
I should go through and count them, but I think we're at 36, 37.
Yeah.
I know we have two brand new ones. You had Dr. Bill Effler here earlier this year, and we have a curriculum out on resiliency.
Oh, yeah.
Which is powerful. I think you guys have done that, haven't you?
Our guys is walking through the book. Jake Pig is walking our guys through the book on Wednesdays at the Freedom Center.
Very good. So that's our newest curriculum. The one before that was released around December, and that was on forgiveness. Forgiveness is such unforgiveness can be such a powerful negative force. And when we forgive somebody, man, it's like freeing ourselves.
Is that Ruth Graham?
Yes.
Ruth Graham helped put that together, and y'all took her book. And
yep.
So Ruth Graham material there, so it's a new thing. And Jeff, a lot of guys around the world, especially in the United States, uses a lot of this material in prisons. Federal prisons, county jails, state prisons. Y'all've got people all around just using it in prisons for this.
Yeah, we're in, I can't even tell you how many, because we get calls all the time, people using Living Free in jails and prisons we didn't even know was happening. But we're glad when people reach out to us and let us know, because it's a blessing to find out how far Living Free is spreading and that we're a part of something that is really changing lives.
Well, now, like yours, one of your representatives, Mark Mitchell, he's a chaplain of a huge prison jail system. So, I mean, I know Mark uses it in there about every day.
Yeah, one of the guys in his ministry that he trained and raised up and got plugged in with us in Chattanooga, he had another jail open up in the county over from him, and so it's continuing to spread, and hope is continuing to go around the world and across the country.
Well, so let's go back. Living Free ain't a overnight deal. We've been doing Living Free 20 years. Let me give you a little history. I had a burden to help people here. Didn't know how. Went to Jim Farrakis' Teen Challenge program. That was before they had a residential program in Savannah. Started going through these workbooks with him in a video training. And I said, man, we need that in Corinth. So I just come down here, and Kenny Digby gave me the key to the Baptist Association. We opened up and started doing that video segment and started walking people through books and stuff. And we did that for 10 years. I started ordering my books online. I had no idea that it was in 120 countries. I had no idea there was an office in Chattanooga where y'all was training people. It was 10 years in when I found this out and stuff. So, you know, and no telling how many other people around the country is just using your material and you don't know about.
Yeah, and so like I said, we get calls all the time, and those are such a blessing. And then the next step is, okay, where do you want to go from here? And who else do you know that could use a tool like this in their toolbox to help make a difference in their family, their community, or even in their own lives? And that's one of the joys of what I get to do day in and day out, and that is connect with people that are referred to us or people we find out. We're getting ready to do a conference in Iowa in November, and I was just doing a Google search of Living Free in Iowa to see who, and I found a residential program up in northern Iowa that I got to reach out to and say, hey, you're using this name. Have you ever heard of us? And
yeah.
And would you like to have a relationship? We'd love to find out what you're doing and find out how we can help you.
Well, and also, I mean, the prisons and jails, I know y'all are closely involved with teen challenges around the world. The new name, the Adult Teen Challenge, I guess that's
The name. Adult and Teen Challenge is a great friend. The founder of Living Free, Dr. Jimmy Lee, he helped start the founding chairman of the Teen Challenge in Chattanooga. Our president of Living Free, Greg Keelan, his dad was the first director of that center. And this was in the mid-early 80s, a pastor of Lookout Mountain Presbyterian Church reached out to Wayne Keelan. And the church I was at last night, Redeemed Church in Saltillo, is part of that fellowship. And so I got to hear some great stories about that pastor that reached out to Jimmy Lee in Chattanooga and said, hey, would you help us help people in our congregation that are struggling, that they're not going to go to Teen Challenge, they're not going to go to a year-long residential program, but we have people in our church that are struggling. I don't recall that pastor's name, but I heard great stories. He went to Woodstock as a partier, found Jesus Christ, went right into seminary, ended up at Chattanooga, and so he had a heart for people that were hurting, people that needed freedom, and he reached out to Jimmy Lee and said, I got people in my congregation that are hurting, and so Jimmy Lee started a small group Bible study up there on Lookout Mountain, and that's how Living Free started, practically helping people that are struggling.
Well, the numbers show that it's a small percentage of the people that's struggling. Less than 10% out of people that is struggling with life that would be willing to leave their community, their home, and go into a what we call a residential program. We was talking about the Home of Grace a few minutes ago. It's a 90-day program. The Freedom Center is a three-month program. And in a lot of ways, them short term, because you know programs. We know a lot of programs that's 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, even longer and stuff. So it's just a scary thing to think about someone leaving. And that's the reason the numbers is so low. But so that's the reason I feel like Living Free is so important. It gives you something for the other 90% of people to offer them help.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people don't even realize they're struggling. In Living Free, we like to say that we're really a discipleship ministry, and the goal of discipleship is to help people become like Jesus. And as we become like Jesus, we all have to kill a few bears along the way. And BEARS is an acronym for behaviors, emotions, attitudes, relationships, or substances. So a lot of people think, since I don't struggle with drugs or alcohol, I'm free. And what I loved about Living Free on a personal level is it really helped me identify some things in my life. You know, I became a workaholic because ministry was my identity. It's what I used to make myself feel better, to feel important. It's what I used to overcome depression or whatever I was struggling with. And so ministry really became my top shelf idol. The thing that I turned to meet my needs. When I started doing Living Free, what I learned is that it really had me in bondage. I was serving God, and I had a great reputation in the community, but I wasn't really free. And when I started doing Living Free, I found that so many people, even and that first group I did was all church folk, and we all got set free from different things in our life, one of those bears. Workaholism would be a behavior, but you know, people could struggle with pornography. It could be a real secret sin, but Living Free can help people find freedom from that. Anger, depression, anxiety, so many things that can creep into our life and steal our freedom and keep us from being like Jesus.
Well, Wesley, I think I've made a statement, it's for that 90%, but also for the 10% that goes to a program, when they come home, they need a support group.
Absolutely.
I really believe that we all need support group. Everybody needs support group. And Wesley, that's what Living Free offers.
Well, that's it's been crucial to the ones that we've seen that's came through the Freedom Center to have long-term success. And it's been crucial in my own life to be connected with a group of folks who are willing to be transparent, who come in and open up and just talk about real life issues, stuff that we deal with daily. I mean, if everybody out there would just kind of sit back and be honest, we've all got something we're struggling with today, whether it be inside of our own family, maybe our extended family, some friends of ours, maybe our neighbors. You know, there's something that we deal with on the regular, and I think that the local church was set up, supposed to help with that. And that's one thing that Living Free does, is it creates a church family, really, inside of their small groups, that's folks looking for help and wanting to talk about the things they're struggling with. And then the material applies scripture to that, that says, this is how you do it God's way. This is how we get help the Lord's way. And that's one of the things you don't know how to do whenever you've been living in sin for 30, 20, 15, how many ever years it is, you know, that you don't know how to do things God's way. And that's what scripture always points us to. And I love how Living Free brings the scripture to your issues.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that we teach in the seminar is that we help people change by giving them new perspectives. Because we can't change our perception of what real freedom is until we have a new perspective, because we honestly don't know what we don't know. I mean, we all know what we know. We know what we don't know, but we don't know what we don't know. And Living Free gives people perspective and helps them see their blind spots, and that's what we all need.
Well, we have Living Free groups on Monday nights, our support groups, small groups. We have two men groups and a ladies group on Monday night. We have our big celebration night on Thursday night, where we have a speaker, and Jeff will be the speaker tonight. It's an open meeting. You can always come. We're there to help you. We're located out there behind the funeral home on Highway 72. Right there, just pull into the funeral home, Magnolia Funeral Home's parking lot, and we're in the back of it. We're going to take a break and we're going to come back.
Wilco Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. If you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines, Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
Hey folks, it's Tommy Wilson from Car and Mattress Furniture Outlet right here on Highway 72 in Car and Mississippi. Man, is it hot. It's summertime, and man, a water slide would set your party up. We have a wide selection for you to pick from at the store. Hot at night sleeping, mattress hot, we can fix you up with a cool technology mattress. Got a hurt back? Come by and try our chiropractor-approved mattress. I can set you up any way. For any of your summer needs, come on over 3 miles west of High Prices for your summertime needs.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
We welcome you back. It's our last segment. We've got Jeff Hart from Living Free out of Chattanooga with us today, and Jeff's going to spend the day with us, speak tonight. So you're invited to that. It starts 6 o'clock tonight at Living Free. Again, that's located out on Highway 72 at Magnolia Funeral Home. Just pull in the funeral home parking lot and keep riding to the back of the parking lot. You'll see two metal buildings. We've been out there a long time. We'll have you a meal afterwards. So, man, it's an open meeting. Why don't you come and just check out Living Free tonight. And, Wesley, like I said, our Thursday nights is just been unbelievable lately, and I'm just thankful for what's going on. It's a lot of fun to watch what's going on right now.
Man, things have really, it's the crowd sizes that we've had lately. We've been thinking, with some of the guys been joking, we're going to take down part of the stage so we can get some more chairs to set up in there. But also too, the response we've had inside the community on our social network.
Over about 45,000 views over the last 6 weeks. Yeah. Rocky and his sidekick there went blank, Jay.
Yeah, same.
But they made a lot of improvements on our stage, viewing camera-wise, sound-wise. Rocky really put in a lot of work and effort at the start of the year to upgrade our appearance there online, and man, I think it's just paid off.
It really has.
We allow that Thursday night too for our Freedom Center guys. Their family can come and be part of that. Mm-hmm. So it's just a win-win situation for everybody.
Yeah, no, it's a real family oriented environment there, and I think the quality of our sound and how we're getting that to social media has really paid off. And like you said, Rocky putting in the work there. And Rocky does a lot around there. I'm thankful for Rocky. As you said that, I was kind of coming into my mind of how much I've seen Rocky grow in the 5 years that I've been coming around
there. Yeah, Rocky's been hanging out over 10.
Yeah.
Peyton is his name. And Peyton's a gifted young man, too, with sound equipment, music, and all that. So him and Rocky does a great job for us. And big shout-out to them. Big shout-out to Alex Sellers for taking care of our webpage and all the videos or anything that we put out. But, Jeff, let's get back to Living Free. How long you been with Living Free? How long you been involved? How did you get involved with them?
So I was working for Teen Challenge, the community outreach director, and I was looking for programs I could take in the communities. I wanted to get the word out about Teen Challenge, that we were a resource that was available to help people that were struggling with drugs or alcohol or other life-controlling issues, kind of like you do with the Freedom Center. But I also wanted to help people that a residential program wasn't a good fit. And so I looked at a lot of different programs and options. I heard about Teen Challenge when a guy named Skip Arp was coming through the state, and he did a training seminar at our center. And as soon as he introduced me to Living Free, I said, this is an answer to prayer. It's exactly what I'm looking for. That was in 2011. And then by 2012, I was taking it across Iowa and starting into Nebraska. By 2014, we were in every judicial district across Iowa and branching out into other states. And so that's how long I've been involved with it.
So it was just kind of a mission field for you.
Yeah, it was going out into the highways and byways and just talking to people about Jesus. So that was the great part about my job, is I got paid just to go across the state, and I would make appointments and talk with people intentionally, but I was looking for every opportunity I could, and the Lord was always faithful. I had so many great conversations with people that were what we'd call divine appointments, and because it seemed like God put us together all the time with people that were either in need of something, need of hope, or looking for a way to make a difference in their community. And Living Free was just a great resource.
Well, and now, I mean, you've moved to Chattanooga, outside of Chattanooga.
Yep, so.
To be involved with the home office, you took a vice president's job there. And what does that look like for you? What's your job look like far as Living Free?
Sure. So I serve as vice president of U.S. operations. So I try to keep my, and it's such a big task, obviously, but just try to figure out the pulse of what's going on across our nation. And I'm always praying for different regions of the country and reaching out to people that I hear about in the news or read about, or a friend of a friend. How can we help you make a difference in this region? USA Today always puts out the most addicted areas of our country. So I've always got areas I'm praying about. And then internationally, we work with a lot of missionaries. We work with Global Teen Challenge. And we have pastors that reach out to us from around the world and say, we need help. Can you help us? And so that's where the online training is great, because we're literally training people every month from around the world. And it gives us an opportunity to help them help people in their regions. And again, we're looking at building relationships and trying to connect them with people in that region of the world. I mean, it's interesting. I'm sitting in a radio studio in downtown Corinth, and I hear the name Bomet, Kenya. And I'm like, man, we have activity happening in Bomet. In fact, we have just translated some of our material into Swahili, which is the main language spoken there. And one of our reps in Indiana, Tony Berkebile, he developed a great relationship with a pastor there, and that got the ball rolling. And so it's just cool how God opens doors by connecting people with people. And that's why I'm always excited to be here with you.
Yeah, and we're always excited to have you in town and be part of our daily routine or whatever that looks like today, Jeff. So what's in the future? How do you, I mean, what's going forward with Living Free? What some spots? You said you're always praying in the for parts of the country. We're somewhere in the United States that you'd love to see Living Free expand.
You know, one of the areas that came to my attention is the Eastern Seaboard. The amount of fentanyl deaths up and down the seaboard, especially among young people. And we had a man who was pastoring a church in Kansas, and he felt like God laid on his heart to move to Tidewater Beach area and just become a full-time Living Free missionary. And so he's living by faith, and his wife took a job, but they are planting Living Free ministries there. And so right now I'm working with him to get that established. So that's an area. Right now God is opening doors in jails and prisons, like you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
And so right now we're working with a lot of folks. And one of the things that, and what's cool is we always have people that reach out to us and say, I have a desire to get into this prison or that jail. Can you help me? And it's amazing how many times we can help connect people.
Well, tell us how if someone's listening and they want to contact you, they want to contact the Living Free there in Chattanooga, how do they go about that?
Sure. I'd recommend they get online and go to our website. It's livingfree.org. And you go to livingfree.org, and there's all kinds of contact information. You can also go to our reps page. That's where people can see your picture and contact information, because you serve as one of our reps. So we have folks around the country that help people do what I do and you do, and that's Start Living Free Ministries. So that's a great place to start.
Well, and always can reach out to me. I can get you in touch with Jeff. I'd love to help. We've helped several local churches around the North Mississippi Start Living Free. Would love to help a few more get started. I believe every church ought to have it. I believe that each corner of every county here should have a Living Free program in it. I think, again, I believe we all need to be in support groups. It's just not addiction.
Yeah.
It's attitude, emotions, relationships, like you said.
Yeah.
Pornography. It's all kind of things that can control our life. Jeff, it's been a great pleasure having you. We're looking forward to spending the day with you and things. So tonight at Living Free Ministry, 6:00, Jeff will be there. Make plans. You're invited. That was your invitation. We always close out. Wesley?
Yeah.
You're the guy.
Well, Tommy, Jeff, I've really enjoyed the show, and I appreciate both of y'all, what y'all have done over the course of your lifetime, pouring back into folks and starting these groups and sharing your faith and the impact that it's had on so many folks. I'm just thankful for that. Thankful to get to see the example y'all set with that. You know, it's something that encourages me daily, and so thank y'all for just being you. We're going to be excited tonight for what the Lord lays on your heart. Jeff, I'm looking forward to that. Well, we close every week with the last little section of Jude there, verse 24 on, and it says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever." We sure appreciate y'all tuning in. We'll be back with you next week. Have a good week.